All right, let me get your impression. I mean, Ben Bernanke seems to be saying, look, we're still in a dicey economic environment. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. But don't expect an imminent hike in rates, which would, I guess, suit the party in power just fine, right?
It sure. Well, it's for sure far better than having a very sharp rise in rates, that's for sure. And I don't know what it means he's going to do, but probably more quantitative easing, which is what I think is the wrong thing for him to do. I
mean, what does that mean? Quantitative easing would be what?
Well, he's going to buy all the government debt is what it means.
And when you buy all the government debt, you force rates to come down.
You push the price of bonds up because you're buying it.
Right.
And the interest rates go down. That's exactly what you're doing.
But that is an artificial stimulant.
You better believe it's artificial, and it has very negative consequences in the long run, which would be higher inflation and higher interest rates in the longer run. You're creating a political economy of inflation that won't be here this year or next year or the year after, probably, but you are setting in stage a long-term, low-frequency inflationary threat to the U.S. That's really very bad, Neil.
All right, but you talk about the long run. I mean, when you wrote a great column the other day talking about as soon as 2011, next year, we could start seeing some problems. Explain.
Well, that's exactly what Barack Obama did when he decided not to repeal Bush's tax cuts, but let them expire. That means on January 1st, 2011, tax rates are going way up on personal income, on dividends, on capital gains, on estates, all over the place. And if you know tax rates are going to be higher next year than they are this year, what do you do this year? You accelerate all the income you possibly can into this year, which means that this year looks a lot better than it should. And next year will look a lot worse than it should. And I think that once we cross that sort of tax boundary of January 1st, 2011, the economy really is in trouble.
It was the reverse when Reagan. Your old boss Ronald Reagan was in office, right? He had promised big sweeping tax cuts, right? And I don't think they were to take effect until 1983. He assumed office in 81.
The bulk of them took effect. Well, what happened is he delayed tax cuts and people deferred income out of 81 and 82 into 83 and 84. And 81, 82 were two flat years. I mean, zero growth. I mean, zero. 3% below the natural long run rate. And then 83, when the tax cuts finally took effect, we had 7.5% growth that year and 5.5% growth the next year. You know, it's amazing how tax cuts don't work, Neil, until they take effect. And then they work like mad. And that was Reagan's problem. And, you know, I talked to him about it at the time. And my comment to him was, how much would you shop at a store a week before that store has its big discount sale? And, of course, you wouldn't. And it's just the reverse. If you know they're going to raise prices and have a big, your discount sale's over next week, you'll buy everything you possibly need today.
That is very well explained.
And that's the exact same thing.
That is very well explained. This is why you are a giant among economists. All right. Thank you, my friend, Art Lefer. Good seeing you.